I help you?
Hello, Brad. My name is Stephen Ryan with Ryan Labs. This call is being recorded.
Hey, you're from where?
Ryan Labs.
I couldn't quite understand that.
Oh, Ryan Labs.
Oh, Ryan Labs. Okay.
Yes. I'm doing a story on Right to Repair and your guys' Atmos products.
Okay.
I've tried calling your customer service a couple times to get the schematics and firmware for the Atmos products. They were manufactured and produced up until recently. You also have the Hoot products now. And Washington State passed a right to repair law, which requires manufacturers to provide repair manuals, schematics, firmware for electronics devices. Oregon also has a similar law. It goes back to products produced from 2015 to today. And
okay.
For some reason, you guys broke my personal Atmos thermostats. They now no longer function as they were sold to me.
I'd have to know which model you were talking about. Which
I've got original Atmos thermostats.
Okay, the first ones that came out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And their functionality no longer works.
Okay, I'd have to get a hold of our engineers to understand.
Yeah, the technical support just told me that the company that provided the online services for it stopped providing the online, or went out of business or something.
Yeah, I think there was something that went on. I couldn't tell you what the details were, but I'm sure that we have an offer to replace them. If they don't work, they'd be defective, and we can offer a replacement.
Well, I received...
Was that offered?
I found a letter that said that we could buy them for a discount. We could upgrade to a Hoot for a discount, but I bought this unit with a certain functionality. You know, could you imagine if... your car company turned your radio off in your car?
How many thermostats are we talking about?
Oh, a household worth.
Which is 20, 30?
No. Unless you got 20, 30 rooms in your house. let me see. That would be in Bruin on 22nd Avenue, right?
Pardon?
Oh, Bruin on 22nd Avenue. I don't think you have 30-something rooms in your house.
No.
Okay, just...
So how many thermostats are we talking about?
About six.
Six pieces, okay.
Yeah.
And where are you located?
I'm in Vancouver, Washington.
Vancouver. Can you provide me an email with your information?
Yeah.
On how many thermostats you have?
I'm prepping an email for you, but what I initially called up for, other than this issue of my thermostats not functioning with the Wi-Fi, was obtaining the schematics, service manuals, and firmware for these.
But the firmware is proprietary.
Oh, it's required under...
Okay.
Multiple right to repair legislations, and we can go rounds and rounds on that, but it's just going to cost
right.
You guys a lot of money.
So if this is a defective product and it doesn't work anymore, we can provide some new thermostats. So if I can have you email me what you have and what you need, I could provide a new product for you.
Okay. Well, that's not going to help. How many of the Atmos thermostats were sold? And are you willing to do that for everybody that has these installed in their homes? You know, these are installed.
We didn't sell very many of them. We did not have very high sales on those.
100,000? 200,000?
Oh, no.
50,000?
No.
I mean, it's all going to come out in discovery if we have to go that far.
But we're I'm willing to replace those for you if you send me your name, address, and how many you have. I can definitely work a deal out with you, you know, to replace them. And then you usually send back the defective ones, and we send out new ones to you.
Well, I'm not going to... I want to be able to repair mine. They're broken, and I have the right to repair them.
Yeah, I don't know where I'd get that in. Well, to repair the network? I'd have to look into the schematics and the drawings and everything. That product was made like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you guys sold it up until how long ago?
I couldn't tell you.
About 2021, 2022?
I think it was before that.
Yeah, after 2015. It was sold and marketed after 2015, so.
Okay, I don't have the details, so.
Okay. But are you familiar with the right to repair, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
The right to repair.
Yeah.
A thermostat. We usually throw them away if they're defective.
These are $100+ devices. I mean, would you throw away a $100 bill in the trash can tomorrow?
I think I have. Once they wear out, I mean, if it's a 10-year-old product, usually have a life cycle. But yeah, I'm willing. My email address is bradwilson@king-electric.com.
Yep.
And
okay.
I can accommodate you. I have the ability to replace the thermostats for you to get. I'm sure there's a ton of improvements on the product and the software and all that stuff. I'm sure we've, you know, grown the product. We make updates and changes to our products monthly.
Yeah, but what are you going to do this for everybody that owns these?
Well, we have a list of all the people that are connected, and we have offered discounts to them.
Yeah, but if your car was sold with a radio and that radio worked, and then all of a sudden the manufacturer says, yeah, we're turning off your radio, but if you want to continue using it, you're going to have to buy a new one, but we'll give you a 20% discount, you would be pretty upset, wouldn't you? Because your car was sold with a functioning product. Well, Sirius is a subscription product. I mean, your Atmos in these thermostats.
So I'm willing to help you. I'm offering an olive branch to help you out here. So.
Well, I'm invoking the right to repair on my personal household devices.
How about repair or replace? Why don't we just replace it with something that is probably superior to what you have?
Well, I want to repair it.
I don't think you do.
Okay. Because
I know what's inside of it, and I don't think that.
I don't think you understand what I do here, sir. I'm an electronics service and repair center, also.
Okay.
So I'm more than capable of doing things.
Okay. Well, but it has a it has a different chip in it than.
Yeah, it's got a microcontroller. It's got a Renesas chip in it. I haven't tried reading it yet, but it is probably locked with a code. It's some hex.
A what chip?
It'll be locked with a code with a hex address. I'll need the address of, it's like 8 bytes in the hex code. And if I put that in hex code, then I can read it. But you guys have most likely locked, like any of your other stuff.
Yeah, because that was a old provider that I don't even think is in business anymore.
But my request now is for this is what I do. If I get any pushback on my schematics request or service manuals and firmware, I go for the whole ball of wax. So my request is now going to be for schematics, firmware, manuals, everything that King Electric has produced from 2015 to today.
Yeah, I have to. Those are not made here in Seattle, Washington. They're made in Taiwan.
Don't matter.
And they're private labeled. So it's their, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be on the hook. King Electric's going to be on the hook for providing
the
documentation.
That's not a problem.
So,
That's not a problem. Only a handful of us have that information, so I would have to go to...
Yeah, but you do have the schematics and stuff for these.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, okay.
So they're also in our UL file. You could get a hold of our Underwriters Laboratory file and all that documentation's right there. There's a UL number on that product.
Yeah, there's a UL and FCC, but most places, I think I looked your FCC up on there for your Wi-Fi, and it lists, I believe it was confidential, you had a confidentiality statement on there, keeping it, preventing the stuff from being made available. I'll have to double check my records on that, because it's been a while. I started doing this last year when I got the letter from you guys, so.
Yeah. I can provide a solution to replace all those thermostats, all six of them.
Okay.
Email me at bradwilson@king-electric.com.
Okay, but I'm still requesting the schematics for everything.
Sure. And request that in the email, and I can forward it to our suppliers, and they can provide those schematics.
Okay.
But I have to do it by email because they're asleep right now.
Okay, so you will get the schematics and stuff for me?
Sure.
Okay. That's what we want to hear. you know, we want to make sure companies are, you know, going to be right to repair friendly. I will,
You were an early adopter on that product, and so there were not many of those built. So, okay. And that's with the Atmos, that's with the Z or with an S?
I don't know.
Because it was spelled two different ways.
Let me look at my blog. I did a teardown of it here.
There was one Atmos with an S and one Atmos with a Z.
I did a teardown of the first one I bought.
The Z is the later one and the S is the newer one.
Let's see. It is an Atmos with a Z 1-240-Wi-Fi single pole.
Okay, yeah, that's the newer version.
Yeah, Atmos.
Before we went to the Hoot.
Yeah, your Alaya Networks.
Pardon?
Your Alaya Networks. Let me see here. Yeah, it's using a...
the Alaya. That was the name of that provider. Alaya, or...
Yeah, Alaya.
Well, the later one, I think, is Tuya.
But it's using a Renesas R5F10 WMCA. I know your VDD, TDO, reset, all your lines there. I've already traced
everybody
it out.
Most of the people are Loya. I don't think that company's even in business anymore.
That's why it's broken.
I think that company went out of business and stopped providing chips and services.
Oh, Renesas is still providing chips.
Oh, not chips, but it was... Call it Leia or Loya or...
Yeah, and...
I think that's where it went sideways is when they stopped providing...
We've got a possible alternate solution that would help everybody else out there that you guys could make your firmware open source. That means open source because these are discontinued products, correct?
These are what?
These Atmos are discontinued products.
Yeah.
Okay. How would King feel about making this a open source, to where people could run their own third-party connectivity servers to be able to operate these units instead of sending them to the landfill.
I'd have to talk to our engineers and see what that entails.
Basically providing the firmware source code. You know, that's definitely not on right to repair. That's not what I'm asking. I'm just proposing an alternative that would make everybody happy and that would put King in such a high regard and not have them become like a future home model candidate. You know.
Yeah, I don't think we had that option at that time.
So,
we didn't have to be smart enough to know how to get away from Loya or Leia or whatever. I can't remember the name.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you made your firmware public, there's people out there, you know, if you made your source code to the firmware public on it, there's people out there that would make open source stuff that, you know, people could add it to their home assistant and stuff, all this open source stuff. So you guys would be out of the loop. You guys wouldn't have to provide technical support. You could just say, hey, we can either offer you a discount on a new one, or it's been we've open sourced it and, you know, people are working on it. And that's kind of an acceptable.
I think there's less than 100 people. I think it's almost 40 people that might be still on the system. I mean, there's very few thermostats out there that are.
Well, when you shut them off, they're not going to be on the system. You
know? Right, but before we shut them off, we realized that we mailed everybody and said, you know, an update, and they did participate, but a lot of them were not even using the Wi-Fi part of it, so they said they weren't interested, because we called quite a few people. Did you get a call from us?
Nope,
I didn't get a call.
I just got an email, and I was really, really busy with life events, and I finally now have...
The thermostat is pretty minimal.
Yeah.
Compared to the rest of life, but...
And the weather started changing, and wife's like, it's almost time to turn the thermostats on, you know, we live in the same neighborhood, so...
I think you're one of the last people that are left with one of those thermostats, but... And also, I mean, we'd gladly send you 6 thermostats.
Well, they were great when they worked with Alexa. Then you removed that functionality first. That functionality went away a few years back.
I think it works with everything now. The Tuya format is far superior to what that thermostat was.
But I just hate seeing things go to the landfill that can be 100% useful.
Sure. Yeah, I can talk to our engineer and see what he thinks about doing a open source firmware for that. And it's going to involve a few people, and it'll take a couple of weeks to be able to even address that. But you know, because we are on a different time zone. But you know, that's totally possible because. We didn't have that option when we went to the Tuya format.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, if you've got the source code, all you have to do is publish the source code. And, you know, that's going way above and beyond right to repair. Because, like I said, right to repair is repair manuals, schematics, and compiled binary firmwares. Which, you know, if you give a compiled binary firmware, it takes a whole lot of work, more than most people are willing to do, to reverse engineer it back to source code.
That's why it's easier to just send you a new thermostat.
but if you provided the source code to the community, is just that, hey, sorry, we had, you know, our provider shut us down, and here's
there
the source code. If you guys want to use your own providers, have at it. That's a responsible what a responsible company should do, instead of no, you have to buy a new one. You know?
But I think it's also a much more improved thermostat too. I think the contacts and the relays, and I mean, there's a lot of learning curve in those first two models, and I think we came up with a much better thermostat.
Yeah, I noticed. I made a comment on your guys' relays. The Shock, the TE connectivity, the 314024 relays. It looks, my teardown review of it was, it was pretty well constructed. The software side of it wasn't. So.
Yeah, but you know, that's as good as we could do. Now, have you reviewed the new one?
No.
Oh. Well, I should send you a new one and you could review it and check it out, see if it's that much better or worse. Or
yeah, but I'll send you an email. It's going to be my right to repair request. It's a bit wordy and demanding, but it's my standard blanket request. It's going to request everything with dates, times, links to right to repair laws and legislation. So I will send that out to you, and I will note my thermostats. I think I've got, I'm a standard 3-bedroom house with a kitchen and one heated bathroom. Yeah. So.
And any pictures you have of it too, of the front and the back, would be nice just to.
I'll send you my blog if you go to StephenRine.com, which is my name, and just search King.
How do you spell your last name?
R-H-I-N-E. Yeah, I bought mine on December 21st, 2019. My first one.
Oh.
Is when I did this, so.
I think we were making the Hoot by then. Well, I'll have to check that out. I don't know.
I think the Hoot came out, the Atmos 2 came out right after.
Okay.
Because these were on sale.
Yeah, I think we sold them off. And that's the problem. We sold them off. We should have just thrown them away.
Yeah, I basically came to the conclusion that they were a big waste of time and money.
Spent a lot of money developing those. And the Hoot, too. So.
I mean, when they work, you know, other than the random spontaneous turn-ons, which could be a fire and safety hazard. They work great.
You had it spontaneously turn on?
Yeah. Multiple times.
Like
why is the
something?
Heater on? I'm like, I didn't turn it on. Yeah.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah. I think I noted that in the blog here somewhere. I think it was due to your network. I don't know. I never really got involved. It only happened a couple times. But, yeah, I think I emailed you guys on it, too.
Okay. Yeah, send me an email, and I'll forward the request for information, and also I'll see about sending you 6 replacements, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's fine. I just... You know, if we can keep these old units out of the landfill, and you know, there's home assistant tinkerers out there that you know they'll home automate. If they can just use these as dev kits eventually, that would make.
Yeah, there aren't that many out there, so just be aware. Have you found anyone else that's?
Yeah,
had those.
I think there's a few people that have messaged me online because they bricked theirs. Somehow it got bricked. And they've messaged me on the forum if I was ever able to get a hold of the firmware so they could repair it. And I'm like, no. You know, I might
be able
to
update the firmware. Yeah, you got to take it all apart.
Oh no, there's an in-circuit programming header in there. It's unpopulated, but it's just right. A few pins that are in, you know, it's a header strip in there that you can connect to with a programmer, And right. if you've got the programming, my Serger Flasher Pro is, you know, almost $2,000. So I'm able to do all.
A good one. I got a cheap one.
what are you running for a programmer?
My engineer's got a little thing on his desk that he puts the pins in and flashes it when we get new firmware or updated or whatever.
Yeah, so. it's very similar. He's probably using the Renesas one. Like an E5 or something, because I do electronics circuit board repairs here, and the other side of my business is I program microcontrollers and IC chips. I've got automated production equipment that'll do up to 1,000 chips per hour.
Wow. Yeah, no, we aren't like that. We have one little one, so if they send us an updated firmware or something, we can. But that's usually only prototyping. Once they manufacture, it's off and running.
Yeah, so I mean, you've got the schematics, you've got the firmware. That's generally all we really want for right to repair. We're not asking for the keys to the kingdom, for the source code. You know, we will ask, like in our situation here, where, you know, the product's been discontinued, your service provider is not providing service anymore, and you guys just don't want to deal with it, then we'll say, hey, how about releasing the source code so that we can make our own, you know, back-end third-party
servers. Didn't even know that was possible.
Yep. It's 100% possible. Happens all the time with a lot of IoT equipment.
Okay. Email me that information, and I'll get with my people and see if we can get the source code.
Okay. Thank you very much. And
okay, thanks.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.